It is with profound sadness we announce the death of Gerald, Jerry, Douglas Southern on November 26, 2024, at the age of 86. Jerry and his identical twin brother James, Jimmy, were born on August 26, 1938. Jerry is survived by his daughters Shannon and Leslie Southern, Elaine Smith, grandchildren Lucas and Madeline Garnett, his partner Joan Hollingsworth, Emma and Blue, extended family, dearest brother Jimmy, Karen Southern, and many beloved nephews, nieces and cousins. He was predeceased by his wife of 56 years Edie Southern, brother Thornton, and sister Violet. Born and raised in Wildwood, Jerry was a beloved member of the Powell River community. He spent his entire career at the mill, eventually becoming a sawmill supervisor. Jerry was considered to be an exceptional boss and colleague, and you would be hard-pressed to find a negative word spoken about his leadership skills. Jerry was a passionate mushroom picker and spent countless hours in the bush, the locations of which will never be divulged, often by himself, or with Donnie, Jimmy or Joan. Several years ago Jerry took up lawn bowling with a passion, which filled his summers with laughter, companionship and competition, winning the PRLBC Men's Novice Award in 2022. Jerry had many passions throughout his long and healthy life: running, hunting, bottle collecting, the great outdoors and, most importantly, helping others, which he did in so many ways, including donating blood 35 times. Over the years he volunteered countless hours with local organizations. Dad was loved by many and always had the ability to make people laugh. The family is very grateful to the doctors and nurses of the ICU at Cothet General Hospital for their kind and empathetic care during his brief illness. 'Tis the human touch in this world that counts, the touch of your hand and mine, which means far more to the fainting heart than shelter and bread or wine. For shelter is gone when the night is o'er, and bread lasts only a day. But the touch of the hand and the sound of your voice sing on in the soul always. A celebration of life will be held in the spring of 2025. Further details will be announced at a later date. In lieu of flowers, please consider being a blood donor.